Hey, everybody. I'm going to be at Dr. Grin's, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm coming back. I'm going to be there May 16th through the 18th. Five shows. Get tickets at dansoder.com. And then Columbus Funny Bone. Two nights at the Funny Bone. One of my favorite clubs in the country. I love coming to Columbus. Last time was a blast. May 31st and June 1st, I'm going to be at the Columbus Funny Bone. And then all the dates of Bert Kreischer's Fully Loaded Tour. We're talking 3 weeks in June. Going to be going from places like Canton, Ohio, Savannah, Georgia, Macon, Georgia, Pittsburgh, Brandon, Missouri, Orange Beach, Alabama, Indianapolis. Oh, Indianapolis is later. I'll see you later just by myself. But Fully Loaded Tour. Go to dansoder.com/tour. Come on out. I'll see you. I'll see you there, right? 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 There's like, it's weird when you get to a certain age where you start
paying attention,
agreeing with the crime,
yeah.
You know, where you're like, oh, people are getting punched on their cell phones.
Yeah.
And then you're kind of like, it's fucked up.
Yeah.
And I will say,
you just become like powerless. You become older. You're like, I could hit my head.
Well, here's it's a two way. It's like, I feel two ways about it. It's super fucked up.
Yeah.
I fantasize about catching the guy.
Yeah.
Don't you? You have like a real Charles Bronson moment where you're like, you have like a death wish.
Sure.
There's moments you start understanding Bernie Gates a lot more. Where you're like, if I saw someone bullying someone on the train.
Yeah.
Now what he did was wrong.
That was an interesting. Yeah. That was an interesting story though. I mean, that was a big, because people were really divided about that.
Well, I lived in Colorado, so I only heard about it years later in a 30 Rock joke.
Yeah.
Where
was the 30 Rock? I bet it's good.
It was when Dennis, Liz's ex-boyfriend, pulled a guy off the tracks.
Yeah.
And then Jack was having a dinner for him.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, Liz, this is the biggest hero New York has had since Bernie Getz. And I was like, oh. And then I was like, oh, that's the guy who shot people on the subway vigilante.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he was bad.
It was bad. And but people, also at the time,
I watched the documentary. It turns out he was like racist and kind of.
He was racist.
He was like a fucking piece of shit.
He was a piece of shit.
It's just a funny reference to me.
Yeah. But also those kids were like, yeah, we were on the train because we wanted to rob people.
Yeah.
You know, but like he did go a little overboard.
A little much.
Yeah.
Shooting people's a little much.
Yeah.
But that's my whole point of.
But one of them was on the ground. I think he shot him again. So
that's.
I don't think any of the kids died, but one was like paralyzed.
Yeah, one's paralyzed for a second.
Do you imagine you're just trying to like rob some people?
You're just trying to commit petty
crime with your boys.
You're just with your boys.
Freaking paralyzed.
You're having a summer rob.
Yeah.
Guys, let's go have a summer robbery. And then this fucking nerd shoots you on the ground.
Yeah.
Also, it's got to be a thing where you're like, oh, man. When he pulls out the gun and you're like trying to rob him, you're like, damn it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
this got real.
Oh, I thought this was some cuck.
Yeah. I thought this was good. It really is like it's like when something is harder than you expect it to be.
Yeah.
And you're like, I didn't know the difficulty level was going to be this high.
I'm glad you brought this up because I know a little bit about this.
Yeah.
And like the kids approached him and they said, hey, you got $5? And he goes, yeah, I got $5 for all of you. And he starts shooting.
Oh, there was a split second where all of them went, sweet.
Yeah.
We're all of them were like, hey, we're all gonna get $5.
Yeah.
And then they're like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that documentary I saw later.
He's like, I got some candy too.
Like,
oh, nice.
Oh, wow. And a free Metro card. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Do you like lotto tickets?
Yeah.
By the way, you spilled on your shirt.
I know.
I just noticed it. But I noticed it, so the people in the comments. Don't notice it.
Because that's
what you got to think. You got to think into the future when someone's watching this episode.
Why are we on camera now? Being a audio-only broadcaster was great.
It was the shit.
Just hearing your voice, you go, God, nobody knows what I look like.
Also,
they're probably imagining a Chad.
Or me being like, hey, I'm a giant man instead of being a big boy with a weird head.
Yeah.
But the subway attacks, there's like that guy right now in New York who's punching women in the head.
Yeah.
And you're like, I fantasize about like catching him and beating the shit out of him. Cause you're like, you just want to stomp his ass out. But then also you're walking up the stairs.
I fantasize about catching him and like give him a little talking to, being like, hey kid, is this what you want to do at your life?
Giving him a finger to the face.
Yeah.
Hey, that's not okay.
Yeah.
And he goes, yeah, you're right.
Don't you want to go to trade school?
And he goes, yeah. Oh man. I didn't realize that's like that should be the trade school commercial.
Yeah.
You catch a guy assaulting
you on the up to punch a woman.
Hey,
wait a minute.
You know, there's a lot of money in computer engineering.
Yeah.
You could learn how to build cars.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. And he's like,
"Hi, I'm Mike Racine for Queens Technical College.
Go to Queens Technical. Stop punching people in the head." But it's like a two way thing where you're like, "This guy's a piece of shit." Hi, Myrtle. Yeah. Myrtle loves Racine. Myrtle.
Yeah.
Myrtle, and also you're sweaty. You're basically like a giant salt lick. See? Myrtle, up here. You can't interrupt the podcast and not get on camera.
Yeah. It's so funny when you lay down when you're sweaty. Like if I'm working out at home or something, they love licking the salty sweat off your head.
I always think about the disgusting Todd Glass joke where he's like, "Oh, the dogs love you. You know, it's just because they love salt." And he's like, "Okay." Hey, Myrtle, you can't just like chill right here. She sits here. This is how much of a spoiled dog she is. She knows if she sits in front of me, I'm just going to be like, "Hey, Myrtle."
Yeah. You know what's funny, dude? I'm starting to like reconnect with my dog.
Frankie? Frankie rules. In case you don't know, Mike has a Sharpei Pug mix.
Yeah.
He's
great, but he's a great dog. He's like a designer dog that we spent a lot of money.
He's like a hot.
I asked you for advice if we should buy him or not when we were buying him, and you were like, "I love Sharpeis.
Sharpeis are great, dude.
Yeah.
I love extra skin on a dog.
Yeah.
She's got a bunch of fucking neck skin that you're just like, "Where's the girl? This?" Yeah. As a dog, you're like, "Ah, it's like cookie dough for dog of the dog world." You're like, "I got all this shit," and they're like, "Oh, ah." My favorite in college, there was a dog named Boyo, who was a German Shepherd Sharpei mix.
That's
and
cool.
I was like, he looked like
you can mix a Sharpei with anything. It looks pretty sweet. Yeah,
where they go like, all like long, and they're like, because regular Sharpeis are a problem. Don't you have to clean their folds and shit?
I think so.
And like,
you
got to
make sure
back.
They're like dry. Yeah. Because when we got him, my aunt was like, "Yeah, there was a woman that I worked with, and she had Sharpeis, and she could never get them to live past like 2 years, and she took really good care of them, and they would just die on her."
You ever think she sucks at owning dogs? And she's like, "No, I just think it's Sharpeis."
Yeah. Do you judge people a little bit when their dogs die early?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also,
there's a lot of people that seems to happen to.
Really?
There's a couple people
that they just lose
social
dogs
media.
Quick?
They're just always posting about their dead dog.
Got one. It's like that South Park thing where he's like, "And it's gone."
Yeah. Yeah.
Because if you get a dog, I expect it to at least live 10 years.
Yeah. Hope. Yeah.
How old's Frankie? Six?
He's six. Yeah,
Myrtle's four.
Yeah.
10 is like baseline for me.
Right.
Get to 10.
But 10 years goes by so fast.
Dude, my mom's dog, like, Riley's 17.
Really?
He's like 17 or 18. And it's like, now you're like, all right, that's a long. My dog Montana, when I was a kid, lived to 13.
Yeah.
I thought that was good. He was a big, fat lab.
But what kind of dog is
he? All right, he was a big, fat golden retriever.
Yeah.
So I was like,
what kind of dog does your mother have?
He's a...
small?
Yeah, he's a golden doodle. He's a mini golden doodle.
Oh, okay.
So he's
That's long for a big dog, though.
No, he's mini. He's tiny.
Yeah.
Small dogs live a lot longer.
They live a lot longer.
Yeah, if you get a big dog, they're going to live short.
Yeah.
That's what they say about humans, too. And I'm like, damn.
Yeah. Oliver was 16 when we put him down, but he was like fine. Like the day we took him to the vet to get put down, he was like fine.
Really?
He's like sitting on my lap. Yeah.
He didn't see it coming?
I don't think he saw it.
Oh. That's brutal. Where he's like, "What are we doing? We going to the park?"
Yeah, we brought him to an empty room. Like there was a table with
you peshied empty, him.
Yeah, we peshied him. Yeah,
he's like, "What the fuck?" And then fucking Deb slamming the phone like De Niro at the diner. Yeah. She's like, "No, they got him." Yeah, I can't think about if you lose a dog quick.
Yeah.
More than three times, don't have a dog.
I know. Yeah.
Maybe get a cat.
Even when it's one, I'm like, what happened? What happened? You know?
Unless it was a tragic thing like cancer or getting hit by a car.
Yeah. What? Yeah, but if it gets hit by a... Who gets their dog hit by a car?
Dude,
I don't know.
I bet there's people watching this that are going to punch a wall hearing you say that.
Sure.
Because it's not a thing. I don't think you plan on...
You don't plan on it. I'm sure there was some kind of like mistake.
Yes.
But everybody makes the... Yeah, you're right. Everybody
makes
the mistake.
Dude, they get off the leash. You're like, no. And then you hear that thud and you're like... fuck.
Yeah, I'm just saying I get a little suspicious when people are posting about like their second dead dog in the course of like 3 years.
Kind
of
like those old tales of like the Black Widow, like the women that keep killing their husbands. Are you a Black Widow of dogs?
Susan lost two husbands.
Are you doing this for the post? She's like, oh no, we lost my Lionel. And you're like, well, how did he die?
Yeah,
I don't know. I want to get Myrtle to ideally 13 or 14.
Mm-hmm.
If I can get her to there, I'll put her in a diaper the last year. I don't give a shit.
That's what
have I'll her all foggy eyed.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Dude, my grandma would hold on to dogs. Her one dog, Buddy, who I had a joke about, was blind and deaf.
Yeah.
And there came a moment where my grandma was upstairs where I was like, should I just take this dog out?
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely had the thought of like...
Like, drop something on it.
No, just grab a pillow.
Grab a pillow.
She wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I know it sounds morbid.
Yeah.
But this dog would just walk around being like...
Yeah.
And then it would... I love dogs.
Yeah.
This dog would touch me and I'd be like, ah! Because it was like... It had like the tail was like a rat tail. And it was like... It's like spine was coming up. It reminded me of the sister from Pet Sematary where it was like, kill that thing. Mm-hmm. Just kill it. Mm-hmm. Its eye popped out and then they took it out. So it was like, I was so, and it was like 15.
Yeah.
So you're like, what are you? And I was like, Nana, this dog.
Yeah.
She was like, he's fine. Yeah. I love him. And he was like, just walking around.
Yeah. Deb had a friend whose dog passed away and she like let it, you know, she didn't take it to the vet.
It
just like went stiff one day.
Being a vet, you know, I've read there's like a high suicide rate among like vets.
Okay.
I'm going to Google that.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure. Yeah, dude, when you're putting animals down, you're putting people's best friends down all the time.
Yeah.
I bet you're like.
Because when you picture putting a dog down in your mind, the dog is like so sick, you know, that like it can barely move.
Yeah. Or, you want it to be like.
Because when my grandfather passed away, he was just in a hospital bed until the numbers went down to I imagine putting a dog down is like you're carrying it and it's limp.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. How do you spell veterinarian?
V-E... Oh, boy.
Dude, this is fun.
Oh, boy.
This is a new segment. This is a new segment on my podcast called Why Comedians Shouldn't Be in the Regular Workforce.
V-E-T-R-I-N-A-R-I-A-N. Veterinarian.
V-E-T-E-R-I-N-A-R-I-A-N.
Final answer.
Veterinarian suicide rate is a crazy. Because by the way,
you could have just said vet.
No, you don't.
No, because veteran.
There you go. That's what I'm saying. And then, by the way, that's very high.
Wow. About 9 veterinarians every hour commit suicide.
I just heard the wrong stat. I was oh shit.
Oh my God. Shit.
Between 1979 and 2015, this is just Google.
Yeah.
According to data from the US CDC National Center, nearly 400 veterinarians died by suicide. Oh, that's not a lot.
In a year?
This thing below it. Oh, all right. Occupational stressors like burnout and compassion fatigue, access to euthanasia drugs. Mm. Yeah, because you put yourself to sleep.
Compassion fatigue. Yeah.
But it is. Yeah. You're watching pets to people are the most important thing.
Yeah.
So you're watching on a daily basis. You have to, it's like assisted suicide.
Yeah.
If you are killing people's family members, like putting down people's family, which by the way, let me say this. Like, it's kind of what hospice is. These people that work in hospice, like that's a tough fucking job because they,
until it's not.
Until you have compassion fatigue.
What is compassion? I imagine you just don't have it anymore.
I think it's just kind of like you become apathetic. You just kind of become like, well, this is like what we have to do.
Yeah.
You become a motherfucking G.
Yeah. You become cold.
You just become Ivan Drago. You're like, if she dies, she dies.
Yeah, yeah.
But my grandma, you know, she was 97 and she started having kidney failure. And I talked to the doctor and the doctor's like, she's having renal failure. It's like gonna happen. Do you want to put her on dialysis? And I was like, I don't know, what do you think? He's like, nah. But he really hit me with like a quick like, I don't know, maybe we just let her go. And you're like, damn, that's dark. But the dude, I could have honestly, in my head, I was on the phone with him. I could have just seen him eating a sandwich and like putting it down and being
I'd
let her go. But
do you remember that episode of Rugrats where they lose Spike and they go to the dog catcher and then he's like, I'll let you know if he turns up, and they leave and he's like, why do I have to care so much?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's, I mean, I would, I imagine being a veterinarian, you care a lot.
Yeah.
You care so much that you're like, shit.
Yeah.
It's your best friend. You're like watching people real, dude, when this fatso goes, mm-hmm. I'm going to be a mess.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a mess for a while.
Yeah.
Katie and I are going to be inconsolable for like a week.
I know.
I'll probably start doing heroin.
Yeah. Because with my kid, I get a lot of like, you know, I don't want you. I want mommy. No daddy. You know,
and that kind of makes it easier where if you're like, hey, you get put in the sex trade.
You end up at a Diddy. Daddy now.
Yeah, you end up at a Diddy party. Who's better than Diddy daddy? Yeah.
Now that you're on the boat from Taken, I bet you want daddy now.
That's so funny where he goes, do you remember when you said you liked your mother more?
Dad, please.
He goes, I remember a three-year-old girl that said, I want mommy.
I want mommy, not daddy.
Here's your mother. And she goes, no! Yeah, he's on the phone with her mom. Yeah, you want your bitch mom now, don't you? Divorce dad.
Just kidding, sweetheart.
Just kidding. You're going to be taken. I'll rip through the Armenian mob or whatever they are. Yeah. It's, I mean, dude, the thought of having to consistently watch people go through that, mm-hmm. and you're just, you've got the drugs, you know how to administer them.
Yeah.
You're probably like, yeah. I don't know. I might do it.
Yeah.
Guys, this is an urgent public service announcement. Think you've mastered the look in sweatpants and joggers? You're one step away from pajamas in public. Your significant other said you look like a slob. It's time to show your sexy ass in jeans. I'm a jeans guy. Always been a jeans guy. And then I got the perfect fit jean, dude. I'm telling you right now, perfect jean, it feels like a sweatpant. Looks like a jean. It's exactly what you want. If you take anything away from our show today, it's go see me live. But it's also that the perfect jean isn't just a pair of stiff, uncomfortable, nut crushing. Ooh, they're cracked the code to solving all your denim difficulties. The perfect jeans makes great looking, perfect fitting jeans that are as comfortable as sweatpants and more stretchy than a kangaroo's pouch. Made from a special denim fabric that's super soft. Basically just like sweatpants, but doesn't make you look like a slob. It's finally time to stop crushing your balls in uncomfortable jeans by going to theperfectjean.nyc. Our listeners get 15% off your first order, plus free shipping, free returns, and free exchanges when you use the code SODER at checkout, S-O-D-E-R. That's 15% off for new customers at perfectjean.nyc with promo code SODER. After your purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Khakis. Khakis are lame. Go get the perfect jean. I love that they call it in the hobby, because in the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. So we hype ourselves up thinking we could pull a Chris Mullen rookie card with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates. It's just a shot in the dark until now. Introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now when I buy a Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. And that's what you want. But honestly, sometimes you want to just pull cards that are great, and sometimes you want to know what you're pulling. So Arena Slab Packs are revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided an explanation of how your card was scored. One time we got like a Jordan All-Star card and someone was like, oh, that's worth all this. It was completely wrong, but I was saying it like it was fact. Well, with ArenaClub.com, you'll know exactly how much card that is. Whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to ArenaClub.com/Soder. Wow, that's a pretty great offer. Wow, what a great offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack. That's $40 right there. Anyways, that's arenaclub.com/soder for 10% off your first purchase. Like all this stuff where you're kind of like, do you think the more you're exposed, I mean, it's what it is. The more you're exposed to it.
Yeah.
Do you think there's higher school shootings because of videos like Faces of Death and all that stuff? Like kids,
I don't think so, because no one's really watching that anymore, right?
Yeah, but now they see way more fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Did you see Canada's euthanasia laws for people?
Experts troubled by Canada's euthanasia laws. They have a history of depression, but none life-threatening. Was hospitalized over fears he might be suicidal. He asked his brother to bust him out. Within a month, Nicholas submitted a request to be euthanized, and he was killed.
Oh yeah, you can just
well, they have those death pods now.
And yeah, like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, kind of dark.
Yeah, but that's like, I'm kind of down with that for certain people that are in extreme.
As long as it's not like super lenient.
Yeah, you can't be like casually. Like, oh,
I lost my job.
Yeah, or you're like, the Niners lost the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
you want to do me in?
Yeah.
Hey, can you finish me off, dude? This is a crazy one. I was just telling Mike about. There was a guy in South America who got caught with a bunch of exotic animals, mm-hmm. tarantulas, ferrets, like all this shit he wasn't supposed to have, but he also mm-hmm. had a bunch of snakes mm-hmm. and they were like gonna put him in prison for over 25 years.
Yeah.
He like knew he was gonna get a massive prison sentence.
Yeah, yeah.
They arrest him.
Yeah.
And then he goes, hey, can I at least go feed my snakes before you take me to jail? And the cops were like, sure.
Yeah.
And they took the handcuffs off and he put his arms in the cage and had his cobras bite him and he killed himself.
Oh, okay.
With cobra venom.
Oh, okay.
Which, by the way, 12 hours.
It's funny. You said cobras. I thought you were going to say, like, anacondas. Or, like, what's the snake that swallows you whole?
Oh, yeah. He's like, blah, they're pulling his feet. Slowly. They're like, fuck. And you just see a thumbs up in the middle of his or a middle finger. He's like, suck my dick, cops.
Now I'm out of here.
Like, and the snake's like, it's got to be. Do you
He's
ever,
like, bye-bye, sucker.
It looks to me like I'm going to die. You wonder if do you think anacondas are self-conscious about the way they eat? Where like if someone's watching them, they're like, can you please not watch? It's like a giant thing going down. Like, don't look at me, please.
Wait, so snakes, they're either venomous, they'll swallow you, or they strangle you.
Or they're just slippery.
No, because
slippery, quick little motherfuckers. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's probably one of the most clever ways to kill yourself.
Yeah.
It's like death by cop. Because who hasn't thought about death by cop? If you're facing over 5-10 years in prison, do I pull out the fake gun and mm-hmm. pop, 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 mm-hmm. But death by a cobra?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty.
And maybe my family gets a little money because they're like another person of color murdered by the police.
Yeah, an Italian guy. Dude, that'd be grabbing at straws.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want best, you to like, know he was also like, Southern Italian.
Who's like Italian Al Sharpton? Is there one? I don't know.
Oh, they need one. Celino and Barnes? Celino dead or is Barnes dead?
Barnes is dead. He died in a plane crash.
Did he really?
Yeah.
They got to sue that company. When you find when you look at the...
Because they're injury attorneys.
Yeah, when you look at the list and you go, shit.
Oh, shit. Rich it Barnes. Been,
yeah. You go, not Barnes from Celino and Barnes. Hit fuck.
Wait. Hold on. It's not plane crash attorney.
It's not. Yeah, I mean, if you're going to go to prison for 25 years.
Yeah.
Clever ways to have a snake bite you.
But why do you get thrown in jail for 25 years? Because you love animals. I mean, that's the only time I'm like a libertarian when I hear about.
I think
about,
it's because,
you know,
all those animals are very dangerous.
Yeah.
I think that's like, because he had like an alligator. I have the article right here.
Yeah.
The guy had like an alligator.
Because in Tiger King, there's a shot where like, there's a little wiener dog walking around near the tiger.
I mean, but that whole documentary.
What the hell's going on here?
So
I guess when you're getting enough Lunchables from a
he had been under investigation for burglary and theft, and then they searched his home.
Burglary and theft.
Okay. And they, and illegal activities involving exotic animals. Uh-huh. This is in South Africa. Oh, South Africa.
He was fucking him, I guess.
You
South
think?
Africa?
You think he was fucking him?
I don't know. What other illegal things you do with exotic animals?
I don't know, but I don't know why you think it's just fucking. I don't know why he's like, hey, I heard this guy's fucking snakes. I bet he was also, you'd get like a snake job. I wonder if a python wraps around, you go like, you're tight. Oh, you're so fucking tight. And then you're like, So a source close to the investigation said the guy knew the offenses he'd be charged with would be much more serious, that many of the snakes and animals he had could put him behind bars for 25 years. Mm. you mind if I feed my snakes? And they're like, hey, no problem. I can't see what's wrong with it. And he's like, feast. How do you, just like piss off your snake? You're like, fuck you. Yeah, and he's like, yeah. And you're like, thank you.
Yeah.
But dude, 12 hours.
There's some kind of slur for snakes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You fucking little lizard bitch. And he's like, don't call me that. He was 28. He got bitten by his own snakes.
Okay.
And they said it took 12 hours. Hmm. 12 hours for him to die. Oh, they also found that he had over 60 snakes along with a crocodile. Now that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Have a crocodile kill you, jump in and be like, do me in.
He won't eat unless I put my head in his mouth.
Oh, sorry, real quick. I have to just go give him a kiss on the cheek. He's like, does the fucking the spin, death roll.
He really likes when I pinch his penis a little bit.
Oh, don't worry. Before I go, do you mind if I give me my crocodile a little blowy on his wiener? He had tarantulas, hedgehogs, and ferrets.
Okay.
I wonder if ferrets
that's kind of a wild card.
Yeah, that one might be the sexual one.
A little
one.
Tacked on. Yeah.
Hedgehogs, you wonder if they're watching and like, what's this guy doing?
Yeah.
Where's he going? Why is he going over the stick? Oh, God.
Yeah.
Dude, 12 hours.
My kid at his preschool, they had a zoo guy come in. He had a hedgehog, a tortoise, and a wallaby with their baby. That was pretty cool.
That is cool. Yeah. I mean, what a day for your kid.
Yeah.
Did he come home just jazzed?
I was there. I got to see it because it was like orientation. You're just
sitting cross-legged with all the kids.
Yeah.
And they're like, are you a student here? You're like, I want to touch the wall.
Kind of. I identify as a 4-year-old.
That's the new move. I identify as a 6-year-old. And they go, all right, we're going to let him fucking bet it.
Yeah. But you only do it to get into the zoo.
Yeah, but that's it. And cheaper movie tickets.
Yeah.
You go, I want kids' prices. Kids eat free.
Yeah.
I identify as a kid.
Dude, the wallaby came out of the little cage and I went, what? And I was like the only person that made noise. Because I thought all the kids were going to go, wah!
But, and you were the only one that made noise? Yeah. Did any of the parents look at you like, chill, dude?
No, real only parents.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You were the only
parent. Everybody was pretty like impressed, you know?
Yeah, but I mean.
But not vocal. But the kids were like, wah. They were like very, you know, mesmerized.
Popping is very funny.
Yeah.
That you were like, oh. They're like, what?
Yeah.
You're like, you guys aren't stoked about a wallaby?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Did you get to hold it?
No, but you know, they have like long tails. So the guy was like, it's safe because I'm just holding her by her tail. But she had her baby with her. It's like, you don't want to, you know, mess with that thing.
Yeah.
When she's got the baby.
Any animal.
Yeah.
When I moved to Alaska for the summer when I was 19, they were like, hey, just to let you know, moose, there's like a lot of moose around.
That's cool.
Like, make sure you never get in between a moose and their yearling.
Sure.
Or they'll fucking destroy you. Because moose can kick forward. Did you know that? Like, they can, like, you know, horses can only, and donkeys can only kick backwards.
Yeah.
Moose can, like, pop, 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 pop. They can fuck your shit up.
Okay.
So they were like,
they can Van Damme you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pop, pop, pop. Steven Seagal your ass.
Yeah.
But they were like, don't get in between them.
Uh-huh.
And I was like I was going to.
Yeah.
I'm not an idiot.
Right.
But they were like, if you see a moose, make sure you just don't walk in that path.
Yeah.
Like in between them, because they'll fuck your shit up.
Okay.
Because that would be getting killed by a wild animal.
It's got to be a slow death.
You're just like, there's a moment like where you're laying there and you go like, fuck.
What? Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why did I get in?
We're getting fed to a lion. I bet you're like, I hope it's quick.
Yeah. Just bite my neck first.
Bite my neck. Yeah.
You don't want them to start with a leg.
No.
And then work their way up.
Yeah.
Imagine if they started at the bottom and you got to feel them chew your dick off. And then you're like, ugh. You're just like bleeding out.
But as they're biting your dick off in the back of your head, you're like, maybe I'll survive.
Yeah. You go, all right, can I live without a dick?
Yeah. And I'm like, you start imagining.
You go, I could live. I could be a half person without a dick.
Yeah.
Because surviving would be the worst.
Yeah.
Dying by an attack like that,
mm-hmm.
Your friends have a cool story.
Yeah.
They go, you know, Mike got eaten by a lion.
Yeah.
Eating your son.
Yeah.
Your son grows up,
mm-hmm.
becomes like a big game hunter.
Yeah.
That's the only way I'll excuse big game hunting.
If
one of your friends got killed. If you're like, I lost a friend on a safari.
And to a giraffe.
Dude, but you talk about like, you were just talking about clips online.
Yeah.
And how like, it kind of dulls your emotions towards a thing.
Yeah.
Someone on Twitter just put a video up of an elephant stomping out a whole safari.
Uh-huh.
And you like see him filming the elephant. The elephant like runs along and then he just just turns and comes and plows over this Jeep and just starts stomping on people. And you're like, I don't need to watch this.
Yeah.
I don't need to watch people. It's also crazy to think you're filming and you're like,
we're safe in the Jeep.
Oh, but at the end, if you get tossed from the Jeep and you're like filming it, like how did they get the footage?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I gotta capture
the footage
this.
Was from inside the Jeep?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
They're like filming it, and they're like, it was like two elderly people and another guy.
Mm.
And they're like, it just stomped them out.
Mm-hmm. But they only attack you if they're like mad at you, right? Like if you fuck with them.
How do we know?
Yeah, I don't know.
How does anyone know that? Elephant's like, dude, you don't fucking know me.
Yeah.
If I were an animal, I would take such offense to that.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, is that my trait?
Yeah.
It's like you get shitty with an ex. You know, like when a girlfriend's like, you always do that. And you're like, do I always do that? I wonder if animals are like, that was zoologists.
Yeah,
so oh, is that my migration pattern, you bitch?
Yeah.
I'd get mad. I would attack if I were an animal.
Yeah.
Animals that attack, I get it. I ain't mad at you.
Yeah.
Dude, orcas, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's like when an animal attacks, you're like, good for you.
Okay, yeah.
You earned that.
I know. We're so arrogant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We put them in
zoos. Holding a wallaby by its tail?
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
A wallaby by its tail with its kid in the room?
Yeah.
If a big animal came in and held you back by your hair and Ben was just chilling, you'd be like, dude, come on, not in front of my kid.
Yeah.
Just holding its tail. It's like, what are you fucking doing back there?
Yeah. I did imagine that guy putting all his animals in like an Uber XL.
That's funny. Putting on Quiet Preferred and also like Insane Animal. he's like, sorry, I don't need you talking.
Yeah.
I got some wild ones.
Yeah.
I mean,
the driver's like, I'm not a mover.
Yeah. Stop it. I'm not Steve Irwin. He died from animal. God, I watched that Norm joke the other day about Steve Irwin dying, and he's like, you know who was mad about that? Crocodiles. He's like, yeah, it wasn't even. He's like, did you hear the crocodile hunter died? And they're like, who got him? Steve? And he goes, no, some fruity stingray.
Okay.
Did it on the day. I saw the clip of him on the Daily Show doing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, if you get killed by an animal.
I like when Attell goes, I think the crocodiles put a hit on him, so they used the stingray.
The Puerto Rican of the sea. Yeah, it's one of my favorite lines. The Puerto Rican of the sea. Yeah, man, if an animal attacks you, it's first, that's sad. Mm-hmm. Second, what did you do?
Yeah.
Did you do something?
Because I heard a story. There was a lady that got attacked by an elephant, I think, in India. But I think what happened was the woman like threw rocks at the mother so the poachers could steal the baby. So then the elephant came back, killed her, and then came back to her funeral.
I didn't know it was because she was trying to get the baby poached. That's
what
I heard.
I mean, that is the better. Well, that's what I want to believe.
Yeah. Don't they say, memory like an elephant?
Yeah.
So it makes sense if an elephant's like, forget. Oh, yeah.
I don't remember that. Yeah.
When's your service?
Yeah.
But also,
imagine you're throwing rocks at an elephant so poachers can steal its baby, and you're like, she'll forget this in a couple weeks.
She ain't even going to remember I did this. And then she's like, not only that, I'm going to ruin your family grieving for you.
Yeah.
It would be crazy, though, when you're like sitting there crying at a funeral and you're like, she loved spring. And then you just hear, and you're like, couldn't be.
Yeah.
Couldn't be.
She's coming in like stone cold.
just comes in and just kicks everyone's ass and then leaves. And then you're sitting around eating and you're like, that was pretty crazy, huh? You're like, dude, I would want to tell everybody I knew.
Yeah.
That's like, if you weren't close to her.
Well, that's your new grandma. The elephant's your new grandma.
Yeah, you're like, well, you're now the matriarch of the family.
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
Yeah, it would be really cool.
That's my grandma elephant.
You have to respect it.
She killed my human grandma and then stormed the funeral, which is nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, animals attacking trainers, always thumbs up.
You think? See, I feel bad for those trainers because it's always like, the trainers are always like, I dedicated my life to these animals and I love them. And it's like, don't be sad if they kill me.
Yeah, but
do you think sometimes they get a little out of line?
I think it's what you were saying with the wallaby. It's the arrogance of humanity to just go, we've captured you, now be cool about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't get mad when there's a prison revolt.
Yeah.
When there's like a prison riot, you're like, yeah, probably. If I was locked up and I saw an opportunity to fuck some shit up, I'd do that.
Yeah.
So it's like when you're in a zoo.
You think pit bulls do the same thing when they like, because sometimes you'll hear about pit bulls like just turning on their owners after, you know, a decade and a half.
That's,
or like,
I heard a story like one of those things where I hope the owner is doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Because if a pit bull is just turning like that, you're like, damn, I wouldn't have a pit bull.
Yeah.
But pit bull owners are always like, they're very sweet. They're always nice. So I bet it is. I bet it's something.
Yeah.
I mean,
you hope it's something.
This fatso would turn on me the second I don't give her enough T words.
Yeah.
T-R-E-A-T-S. We can't say it because my fat dog goes nuts. She really, it's one of the only things. I say sit and she's like, I don't know what that means. Yeah, I say the T word and she's like, are we doing this?
Yeah.
But yeah. You worry about a dog like that that's like crazy muscular and powerful.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't know. It'd be like being a small woman dating a big, strong man.
Yeah.
Where you're like, you could flip on me. Like dating an MMA fighter.
Yeah.
Where you're like, at any moment.
Because what other animal has delts?
None. You know? Dude, they're so jacked. Yeah. I think
they have front delts.
Who's the two most jacked animals? I'd probably say pit bulls
and
kangaroos.
Are they?
Kangaroos, when they stand up like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you see their pets.
Yeah.
And you're like, damn, you're kind of fucking, you're brolic, dude. They're just like,
yeah.
But yeah, you're right. Like the way that pit bulls, just Rottweilers, they got muscles.
Mm-hmm.
But outside of dog, gorillas, obviously. Gorillas, I would say, are probably the most.
I feel
most
like a jacked. Walrus would fuck you up.
Yeah, walrus has got like defensive lineman strength.
Yeah.
Where there's fucking one shot.
That would be the quickest death if the walrus killed you.
And you just hear it and it's like, bonk, and your head's done.
Yeah, yeah.
Walrus, I feel like it would be like fighting Butterbean, where you're like, you want to take it to a late round.
Okay.
You want to keep them at arm's length.
Yeah.
Keep checking them.
Yeah.
And move.
Yeah.
Because you're right. One power shot.
Yeah.
What else?
Hopefully you have a gun. But if you have the gun, what if, like, imagine the bullets just bouncing off.
They
have
a lot of lard, dude.
Yeah.
You can shoot them and it might just stick in. Like, that's they're wearing permanent Kevlar.
It's like shooting Darth Vader.
Yeah. There's like pink, 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 pink. And then they're like, oh. I'm telling you, where the scariest thought, and I've had this nightmare, and this is like, whenever I have this thought, a little bit of fear bubbles up in me.
Yeah.
Falling into the water. Uh-huh. With an animal like a shark or an alligator or walrus.
I'm not really scared of sharks.
What?
I thought I heard you just punch him in the nose and that's
it. You know how much that's easier said than done?
Sure.
That's like, you know what that reminds me of? That's like the C version of when someone shows you taking a gun from someone.
Sure.
You go, well, yeah. With no adrenaline and you're like teaching me, I'm sure I could do, like, the thought of punching a shark.
There's plenty of animals I'm scared of, but I all my life I've heard if you punch it in the nose, it swims away. But
you miss? If you miss?
Yeah.
Also,
how do you punch when you're in the water?
It's all slow. And then it's like, oh, Myrtle's got thoughts on it.
I guess you
got
to punch down to the.
Did you hear me say T-word? She's stretching. She's like, you know what my fat ass could do with? Stop licking his leg because it's sweaty. Guys, call him what you want. You know, you can call them your boys or your what do they call them? Knee knockers? Never called them that. Golden nuggets? Never even heard that. I've heard, you know, balls, nuts, testicles. Call them whatever you want. But Manscapes refers to them as the boys. Not every man has children, but every man is responsible for their two boys below the waist. Whether your little guys have more hair than they need, Manscaped, for all your grooming needs, will help you out. Boys need love, too. So join the 10 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com and use the code SOTER for 20% off free shipping. You heard it here first. The boys are back in town. Myrtle has zero. She just wants to bother John. She's like, I don't care about your read. Listen, this is one of those products where it's like, I'm lucky I have an ad for it because I use it. I've used it before. I bought a Manscaped during the pandemic to keep things nice and tidy down there. And I love it because you do get afraid. I've bought trimmers before and you just get cut up, gnawed up. You take nicks out of yourself and you're like, what the hell? But with Manscaped, you're going to be all right. They've done a great job of knowing how to build one that doesn't hurt you. Every man knows how, that's exactly what they're saying. Every man knows how scary it is when you go for a close shave, but that's exactly it. Introducing the Lawnmower family, including the Lawnmower 3.0 Plus, the 4.0 Plus, and the 5.0 Ultra. Three ball trimmers, it's pretty awesome. boys need love too. And for this reason, each trimmer is equipped with skin safe technology. That's what it is. And the LED spotlight, which is great. I will say on my Manscaped, it's nice that it has the light where you go like, oh, all right, I need to trim over there. Because sometimes you miss and then it just looks weird when you miss and you're like, well, there's just a patch of hair right there. Each trimmer is equipped with skin-safe technology, an LED spotlight, and unique features for different grooming needs. That's what you want. You want one with the skin-safe technology, because skin-safe technology does not guarantee cut protection. But I'm going to tell you right now, it really does lessen it. I've had very few nicks with it. Oh, and these babies are waterproof too, which is that's what you want when you're in the shower if you're going to trim right there. For the basic trim, go with the 3.0 and work your way up to the 4.0 and the 5.0 for the ultimate grooming experience. Taking it on the go? Manscaped has you covered. These trimmers come with a travel case and an even travel lock feature to avoid any accidental powering, because you don't want to be going through TSA and hear like the... This right here is on the cutting edge of cutting pubes. Upgrade your ball trimmer and your life will follow. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code SOTER at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code SOTER at manscaped.com. For the best your boys have ever looked, trust Manscaped. You're a wild one.
I am afraid of like the deep ocean though. You know, like my TikTok is like deep ocean facts.
Oh, where they do that, or like the waves.
Yeah.
You know, when they show the waves, the crested, the big waves, and now they put that song that goes, yo, dude, Katie has a legitimate fear of like, we talked about it on the Nebraska podcast that we're putting out, but she has a legitimate fear of like large objects underwater.
Yeah.
Like turbines and shit underwater.
Okay.
And that song freaks her out. So when you go like,
it is very,
I'll do it. She'll be like, hey, don't do that. Like, you know, when you're joking around with someone and they go, hey, I'm being serious. Please stop doing that. That's for her.
Yeah.
Where I go like, bro. She's like, I hate that shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Being deep, deep underwater.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I mean with a shark. I think about like walking along a dock and falling into water with like an alligator. Like that thought, that fear of you'd be scared shit.
Because how do you, that grip,
dude, it just takes you. Yeah. Also, that's where they live. Like they're fast.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
There was an alligator that, it was in this woman's like senior community, in the pond in her senior community. And it went after her dog and she got in between it and the alligator like pulled her underwater and drowned her. And then he started cashing her social security checks.
Who did? Oh, the alligator. Yeah. The alligator's like, it's just, it's like a Little Red Riding Hood. It's got little glasses and a gray wig. And it's like, I'm Mary Louise.
Yeah, dude.
That's fucking wild. That's like, honestly, though,
sign.
As a grandma that just died of acute renal failure, mm-hmm. I would rather a croc got her.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they would have called you,
I don't want to drown, though.
Listen, you know? I'm saying as a family member, to get that call and to go, your nana died by an alligator, I'd be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of like something regular.
Yeah. I just really don't want to drown or suffocate.
Yeah. That's got to be tough.
It's got to suck.
I think about that with avalanches where you just like turn around and you're like, and I'm done.
Yeah.
Because you want to die on impact.
You want to die on impact.
Those are the two best case scenarios. If you're going to die naturally in your sleep, if you're going to die unnaturally, die on impact.
Uh-huh.
Not like sitting there having to think in rubble, being like,
see, I feel like I prefer a car accident to dying in my sleep. Because a car accident, it's like, as long as it's quick.
Sleep, though, you don't even know.
But sleep, you got to go to bed every... Like, imagine your grandmother going to bed every night thinking, like, I wonder...
But that's what I'm saying. I think it happens in your sleep. You don't know.
Yeah.
You just go like, tomorrow I got to go to the cleaners. I got to go to the grocery store. And then you go, and then you're talking to your dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're like hanging out with your uncle who you lost when you were a kid. And what are you doing here? And you're like, you're dead.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Because you just transition way easy.
Mm-hmm.
You just go from being alive to dead without a thought.
Okay. Yeah.
Car accident, you're like, you know, there's that moment where you go, fuck.
Yeah.
And then it's over.
I wouldn't mind that.
You wouldn't mind that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
See a boulder coming at you?
No.
I just don't want anyone to, like, find my body.
Well, that's going to happen regardless.
Yeah.
Unless you die.
Well, I hope it's like an EMT or something.
Unless you... Myrtle. Hey. Myrtle. Kennel.
I don't want my wife to come home from work and I'm, like, brutally... There's blood all over our apartment.
I mean, that's
what I don't want.
If a crocodile got into your house...
and she's like...
hey, Mike, there's stuff. And it's just in there literally, you're like, doing that wide job.
But at least she knows what happened.
Yeah.
That might be better than like a person coming into my house.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Dude, if you've ever had a friend get murdered, you're kind of like, you feel bad for whoever discovered them.
Yeah.
Because you're like, damn, dude.
Yeah.
Someone like just walked in. Because I would absolutely be the kind of guy that's having a conversation and then sees it. Where I go, anyways, they're kind of out of, oh, shit. Like, I know if I discovered a dead person,
yeah,
it would be me talking, being like, it's pretty cool Cody Rhodes won the title off. Oh, no.
Yeah.
And it's just blood. Everyone, I've only gotten phone calls of people that have died.
Uh-huh.
Which is, that's
got murdered?
Or? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like preferable.
Yeah.
That's the preferred way.
Yeah.
It's just someone going, hey, sit down. So-and-so got murdered.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Instead of finding it.
Yeah.
I don't know. This got dark. This whole episode's been
yeah.
super morbid.
Yeah.
We should save this.
We should go back to putting Halloween.
Welcome to the Halloween episode. Well, because there was another, I mean, it's like that guy killing himself with his snakes. That is a form of insanity to you be think? Like, I would rather die. Because what happened is he knew in South Africa there was no anti-venom for the snakes that he had. Because it was like such a random snake.
Is that a quick death though?
12 hours.
Oh, okay.
12 hours he suffered.
He suffered, yeah. See, I don't want
to
be
that might
like,
be the dumbest way to kill yourself. As far
you're
as...
You're probably throwing up, you're nauseous. I don't want to be nauseous when I go.
And you know there's no relief coming?
Yeah, yeah.
You're just like, oh, take me.
Yeah.
Any other way? Like,
I have a bucket.
I'm a bitch when I'm sick.
Yeah.
I can't imagine having spitting cobra venom in me.
Yeah, no.
Oh, and you're just like laying there like... and then the sweet relief is death? No, you want it quick.
Yeah, quick.
Absolutely the name of this episode is Quick Death.
Yeah.
There's no way we could call it anything else. Well, dude, there's another article about this woman in Florida got an AR-15 and a gun and just went on the highway and started shooting people
because
she said God told her to do it. Because
of the eclipse?
And the eclipse.
Yeah.
She blamed God and the eclipse, which are kind of like, pick
not
a
really
lane.
Consistent, yeah.
What is it? Is it the maker or was it the sun getting covered up?
Yeah.
But the craziest part of the story is I read she was at
she's
a
like I'm killing people because of climate change.
And they go
and God.
And they go and God?
Yeah.
And she was mostly climate change. But to say you did it, here I have the article right here. To say you did it because of the eclipse is like no, you're not.
Yeah,
you just wanted to kill people. Yeah. You just wanted to kill people and you were like, what's going on today?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's an eclipse?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, woman aiming at cars during solar eclipse shooting spree said, God made me do it. It was during the eclipse, which has got to be crazy. You're just driving and you're like, hey, look at the eclipse. Someone shoot at me?
I'm surprised nobody got punched in the head during the eclipse.
Oh,
they say everybody's like distracted. Yeah.
Yeah, that guy probably was like, on his meds that day.
Yeah.
Whoever's been doing that in the subway.
Yeah.
Because I will say, and this is the original point I was going to make.
Uh-huh.
When you ride the subway a lot.
Yeah.
And you're stuck behind someone on their phone walking up the stairs.
You want to punch him in the head.
You want to punch him in the head. You just don't do it.
There's so many people that I could punch in the head every single day. And I don't
every day.
It. Yeah.
You start doing tallies.
Welcome to New York.
Boom. Bang, bong, bong. Yeah. Bing, bong. That's the New York new bing, bong. Yeah. You're on your phone. Bing, bong.
Yeah.
But if you're a dude punching chicks in the head, you're a pussy.
Yeah. Sure.
You're a giant. You're fighting the smaller, weaker.
Yeah.
Be it. Like, if I find out like he was doing it to like bigger guys, you're almost like.
Yeah.
Changes the way I look at the whole situation.
Yeah.
Small women, you're like, you fucking pussy.
Yeah.
Giant dude, you're Katie's like.
He's like, damn, why don't you answer your phone? Yeah. You're like scared to take it out.
Because there's a guy clocking motherfuckers.
They don't look like me.
He wants some. He's like, I want a challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this lady that shot the people on the highway, back to her, she was staying at a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And she just told the hotel staff she was going to do it.
Hmm.
She reportedly told the staff at the local hotel she was going on a shooting spree, which I wonder if that was like concierge energy where they go, okay. Yeah.
Well, breakfast is 6 to 10.
Don't forget, internet is complimentary if you make it back.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like
You need your key card to get back in the building after 10 p.m.
Okay, great. We do not validate parking.
Yeah.
So just so you know. But saying something like that, there has to be so many of those people.
But people go to hotels to do weird stuff, I feel like.
I think that's the only reason you go. You're either traveling or doing weird stuff.
Yeah.
That's the only reason you're at a hotel.
It's got to be like half and half, right? That's traveling versus weird stuff.
What is it?
Yeah.
If I worked at a hotel.
It might be 55-45.
Is that why they 55 ask?
55 weird stuff.
What are you in town for?
Business or pleasure, yeah. Yeah.
Business or pleasure, and they go.
Yeah.
Depends.
Yeah.
Depends how you look at it.
Yeah.
Kind of a little business, but more pleasure.
Are you here for business, or are you going to burn your testicles with with a hot plate?
Are you hiring a lady to beat the shit out of you in your room? Yeah. That's got to be, man, when you're a hotel maid.
Business or dressing up like Anakin Skywalker and putting and having in your a lightsaber?
Turned on.
Business or Ninja Turtle orgy?
Yeah. Oh,
Ninja Turtle themed orgy.
You're going to want the Shredder suite. You're going to want the sewer suite. It looks like a sewer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's being a hotel maid. Opening the door, you got to
see
be
a
like,
different side of humanity. Yeah.
You're just like, please let it be normal.
Yeah.
Like, I think about my hotels, I always throw away the soap that I'll use in the trash can because I feel bad having like some Guatemalan immigrant having to touch the soap that I wash my hands with all weekend. So I'm like, put it in a Kleenex. But then also, I was jerking off in that hotel room all weekend. That has to be like, you want to talk about compassion fatigue.
Yeah.
They have to be like, so what?
Yeah. I'm wearing gloves.
Cum. Like cum doesn't faze them. The smell of cum, they're like, yeah, whatever. Yeah. It's the business, baby.
Yeah. When I worked at Got Junk, we did a clean out one time, an apartment clean out, and in one of the rooms there was like there was a lot of doo doo on the stuff we were cleaning up. You're not supposed to you're supposed to get a hazmat team in there to do it, you know? So we like complained and everything and
Wait, what but do you mean that there was doo-doo everywhere? On the floor, on the walls?
Somebody died in the apartment and we had to like clean it out. There were like towels and stuff where there was,
So someone
there
died.
There was some duty,
And then their body let go.
I think so. There was like a hospital bed in the room. There was like, there were like towels with shit on them. And I was like, we can't. We need a hazmat team.
You need hepatitis A.
Yeah. But the guy was like, the super of the building was like, all right, I sent my guys up there and they bagged up the stuff that he didn't want to touch. So he found like some guys to.
He said, go in there, bag it up. And they're like, yeah, all right.
All right. Yeah.
I walked 700 miles from Central America to get here.
Yeah.
I guess I'll clean up a dead guy's
shit. This white guy doesn't want to do it.
Yeah. You're like, ew.
Yeah.
I'm here to move the dresser. No, I only do couches and dressers, not doo-doo.
Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
What was the craziest shit you found cleaning someone's apartment out?
I mean, it was probably that. It's pretty, I don't know, it's pretty normal. The weirdest jobs were like, not jobs like that, but jobs where someone passes away and it looks like this. Everything's pretty orderly.
Yeah.
And you just take their stuff and you throw it in the trash.
Did you ever keep any of it?
Some stuff here and there. No, some stuff here and there, but you certainly can because it all goes to the dump.
Yeah.
So
because you're just putting it in a landfill.
Yeah. I did throw out a couch one time that I still kind of regret. It was a very nice couch.
It's the one that got away.
It's the couch that got away. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
It was like embroidered. It had like embroidery on it. It was very nice.
Laying on
it. It was like a beige couch with like embroidered leaves on it. It was clearly a very nice, a beautiful couch.
And they were dead.
I don't know if they were dead or not. They just left. But
so my grandma's townhouse.
Yeah,
my cousin and I went and took.
You're just throwing someone's life in the trash.
That's what it is. We left.
Yeah,
I'll show you a picture of it.
Yeah,
we left and it was kind of like, that's the part that made me sad because I've been dealing with her dying.
Yeah.
But like the part that made me sad was like, oh, I used to like come here as a kid.
Yeah,
and now it's just this like. Abandoned.
You got to sell the house or whatever.
Well, the bank's foreclosing on it, okay. But that was all the stuff we left behind.
Yeah. No, and it's very like, it's very orderly.
Yeah. Send it so you can put it, we'll put it right there so you can see.
Yeah.
And if you live in Lake County, break in and sleep there. There's a bed upstairs that's still good.
Subscribe to Patreon to see my grandmother's apartment.
If you want a hot take on my dead Nana's place.
Yeah.
But you see what I mean? Like
she must have been very clean.
She was very clean.
Yeah.
But at the end, I mean, like all those boxes and stuff is stuff that we took.
Yeah.
But like, the painting, there was stuff that we just left on the walls because the bank's foreclosing on it. So it's no one's keeping the house.
Yeah.
And that was my thought is like, well, why am I going to clean this place out?
Yeah.
Right. Have the fucking bank hire guys like you to come in and just
Yeah. You should give my number if you want. You
fly to California, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I go, I'm bringing in a guy. You're like Winston the Wolf.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But just with dead people
just
stuff.
Just with contractor bags.
You go, I clean
like
I drive.
I'm wearing a tuxedo for some reason.
You go, I don't know why it does. It just works better. Would you like to get breakfast? Yeah, it's nuts, man. When people die, you don't really think about all the stuff that they just leave behind.
Yeah.
Because everyone's got it.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to do a Carlin bit, but everyone's just got stuff.
Everyone's got stuff.
And then, like, that doesn't all go to your family.
No, of course not. It goes to a landfill.
We took a U-Haul amount of stuff, and we were like, for the rest of it, we're like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Leave it, I guess.
Yeah.
But it felt weird. I've been thinking about that.
Yeah.
It felt weird leaving stuff behind.
Mm-hmm.
What's so funny is they're going to clean out the
picture. But then where is it going to go? You know, you take the... Cause when my grandmother passed away, my cousins went to her house, and, you know, like, all her clothes were still in there.
Yeah.
And everything. You know, the stuff she, like, wore to church, and it probably smelled like her, and...
Exactly.
You know, yeah.
Like, there's, like, a cat sweater that my grandma used to wear all the time, and I know it's just hanging up in her apartment. In her townhouse.
Yeah,
but it's also funny to think they're going to go in a guest room, and there's going to be my senior photo, just, like, chilling on the wall.
Yeah,
just wonder if anyone... You know, the egomaniac in me wonders if there's anyone that's going to go in and go, is that Dan Soder?
Yeah.
While they're just like cleaning out this place. And they go, I watch that guy's podcast.
Yeah.
He had a dark one about people dying the other day. And here I am bagging up his Nana's shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you don't keep it.
Yeah. No, you can't keep it. You gotta just take a couple things and let it go. You gotta like, I guess, just find a way to detach yourself from it. You gotta think like, she wouldn't want me to hold on to this stuff, you know?
I wouldn't want anyone to hold on to my shit when I died. Yeah. I think that's one of the most unrealistic thing about apocalypse movies is there's not a ton of stuff around. Because if there was like a mass extinction event that wasn't like a nuke that fucking cleaned everything out, but like a virus that killed everybody, there would be so much Calvin and Hobbes, Far Side books and shit.
Yeah.
Macho Man action figures. And you'd be like, well, yeah, I don't know. I guess I'll take this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. It's weird though, because now that you can't buy media, now that all media is like downloadable and shit, it will, like, your son's going to deal with less of that than our generation did. Like, my grandma was from the Great Depression. So everything. Yeah. She held on to fucking everything.
Yeah.
But Ben and Ben's kids, like your grandkids, are going to be like, oh, grandpa had a ton of stuff.
Yeah.
All we have is this little tablet and then our four.
With his playlists on it.
Yeah. And our four spacesuits.
Yeah.
That fucking upload.
Yeah. You're like, oh, sex. He's like, he's looking at your Spotify like, sex with my wife.
Dude, I think about that all the time about, we found a letter from my dad. Did I read that on the podcast yet? Yeah, I know exactly where it is. We found a letter. How much time do we have left?
We're at 51.
Is this how we close it out before the basketball cards?
I think it's great.
Myrtle, back to your kennel. You don't get to read this letter. Myrtle, kennel. I'm leaving the door open. I'm being a pretty cool fucking dude. Kennel. I'm a pretty chill owner. Mm.
He's like, sex playlist 2016.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
They're going to read our sexts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're going to be like, oh.
Yeah.
You're gonna be like, yeah, I want you to sit on my face. And they're like, God, grandpa was a freak. But dude, we were cleaning out my grandma's stuff.
Yeah.
And we found a letter from my dad to my grandma.
Oh,
and
cool.
This is when my dad was like 25.
Uh-huh.
And they wrote letters back then.
Yeah.
Like, now it's all emails and texts and shit.
Yeah.
But dude, it's from 1974, July 8th, 1974.
Wow.
And my dad is, he's apologizing to my grandma for going through his first divorce. When he abandoned his first family, shout out. Billy, we'll have dinner the next time I'm in Portland. It's my dad's first wife that I still stay in contact with, my sister's mom.
Nice.
She rules.
Nice.
She's cool as fuck.
That's
and
cool.
Her and my mom are cool.
Nice.
My dad was not a good dude.
Brought a lot of people together.
Yeah, by fucking him over.
He
brought a lot of people together.
Yeah.
But dude, it was so funny because reading this, it's like he's getting rebound pussy.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't know it's rebound.
But
pussy.
He wrote it to your grandma?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's not saying it's rebound. He's like, he started dating a woman after he got divorced.
Uh-huh.
So he's clearly on the rebound. And you remember being 25.
Yeah.
When you'd be like, oh, this is the answer to life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like reading this letter with my cousin and I was like, yeah, my dad's pussy whipped in this letter.
Uh-huh.
And you can read it because he wrote, It seems like I've been looking for Betty for 25 years. You stated when we were with you that you'd never seen me as happy. Mom, in my short life, I've never felt this happy. I've never felt this way about any individual. I can't begin to express how good I feel every time I see her. It makes no difference, be it in the morning when we wake up, or be it when I've come back from the store after an absence of only 5 minutes. And you're like, and I asked my mom, because my mom and my dad started dating in, like, this is from 74. Mm-hmm. They started dating in like 76. Uh-huh. And I was like, you know a girl named Betty? And my mom was like, no. Yeah. She's like, I didn't know a girl named Betty. Yeah, yeah. And she was like, so it's clearly a girl that my dad was just fucking. But mm-hmm. This is what I mean. I got proof.
Yeah.
They're going to have to go through these phones. It can be deleted.
Yeah.
Like, your grandkids are going to have to like be good with computers and find it.
Yeah.
This I just found, and I was like, oh, yeah. Come on, Gary.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, come on, dude. Right. Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. He's never going to know.
He's simping.
He's simping. That's exactly what it is. Yeah, yeah. He's like simping, and you're like, yeah, Gary, right. Come on.
Because you don't think of your dad, that you don't think of your dad as a simp.
Well, also, I grew up with my dad talking shit about my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like they were divorced.
Yeah.
So my dad would be like, hey, mom's a bitch. But he always played it cool. He's like, hey, I'm the man. Your mom misses this. That kind of shit.
Yeah, and then
I read that letter. I'm like, you fucking loser.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Betty probably treated him like shit.
Oh, she probably was fucking some black dude on the side. 74, we don't know. But you know what I mean? You don't know. She's doing something.
Yeah,
it'd be funny if this podcast comes out and she's like, I am Betty.
Did you see the Napoleon movie?
No.
People didn't like it, but one thing that's cool about it is, like, he is like a total simp in the movie.
Yeah.
And it's like everybody's a simp at one point.
Dude, yeah.
Everybody gets walked all over by some girl.
That's a part of life.
Yeah.
Is like being like falling in love where you're just so vulnerable that you're a simp.
Yeah.
That you're just like, it's like a drug.
Yeah.
You're like, anything you need.
Yeah, yeah,
oh, fucking God, I need you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
But Latin guys do it the coolest, because they're like, oh, mi amor. Ah. They're like Pepe Le Pew. Pepe Le Pew is just a simp,
mm-hmm.
if you think about it.
He's a simp? Yeah.
Because, you know, he follows.
Is he simping though? It seems like it's more like a dominant.
Do you think
like
it's more rapist? It's that Chappelle.
I haven't seen it in a while, but there's more of like a
predatory
predatory thing. Yeah.
But I kind of think he's like, oh, like when he gets there and he's like, oh, I love you. White guys simping just gets scary.
It gets scary.
That's mass shootings.
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of just like, fuck you. Yeah. You didn't pick up.
Yeah.
You didn't pick up my phone call. And where Latin guys are like, I is the sun. Oy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ay, adios mio.
I know, we get too angry when we're
like,
lose my fucking number, bitch. Don't ever talk to me again. You think you're like,
all Twitter.
You think,
stupid bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why don't you fucking hate me?
You think you're like asserting yourself and
Yeah, if you're, that's the lesson of this episode.
Yeah.
Die quickly and simp like a Latin.
How about you?
I yearn for you.
There you go. That's the episode title.
Yeah. No, dude. What was the first one we were calling it? Die quick. Quick death. Quick death might be good. Mm. So I know you're not a giant sports guy, but Mike Racine has an incredible special out right now on YouTube.
Thanks.
One of the funniest human beings walking on the planet. Check out for Smokes, the podcast. MikeRacine.com. MikeRacineComedy.com, at Mike Racine on social media.
I got some dates. I got Charlotte June 2nd.
June 2nd.
I didn't sell great there last time. So
yeah,
I
I haven't.
Shout that out.
Yeah, man. Come on, Charlotte.
Yeah,
come on out and see Mike Racine June 2nd.
Yeah, skip the Bank of America and come to my show.
Yeah,
at Comedy Zone.
Come see Mike at the Charlotte Comedy Zone. You rule, dude. Thanks for coming by and doing this.
Thanks for having me.
Got real dark and silly.
That's all right. As long as they watch the special.
Yeah, just watch the special.
Thanks, dude.